Welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning in once again and for tuning in last week when they had our women's team on for the first time. Murphy, you were not here for that one.
Nope.
Your questions and presence were duly noted.
So yep, thank you for those. I hope everyone missed me, but I'm back.
We always miss you. It's fine.
Good.
It's been a couple of weeks since we had you on, so we'll start with the last men's game we had. Our win over Toulon here that put us into the last 16 of the Investec Champions Cup. Your initial thoughts on that one?
How good. Yeah. First win against Toulon.
Yes.
Nice. Yep. Good bit of revenge from the end of last season, which was obviously the key theme for the week was revenge.
Yep.
From Franco. So
even if we weren't telling anybody that.
Were we not?
No, we were. It's fine.
Okay, I was going to say, have I just let Franco's little secret in the bag?
No.
So, Toulon rolled up and smoked. On to the next one.
Yeah, two tries apiece from Kyle Rowe, from Hugh Jones, and one from Josh.
Oh, how good
Josh.
Was Shuggy? How good? Oh. I said I had to do the Q&A in Business Club, and Glenn Tippett, who was doing the Q&A, was like, who are you nodding for Man of the Match? And I said, Shuggy, so...
So it's all your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
I picked him. So well done, yeah. Hugh. You're welcome.
Yeah. Chasing him home, though, as well. Josh Mackay, obviously scoring a try of his own.
Yeah.
Running in the solo try from his own.
Was that
the
disallowed one?
Yeah.
Yeah, such a shame.
Yeah.
Who was that, Lucio?
Honestly, I don't know. I've watched it back a few times and I still don't know.
Ref, come on.
I'm of the opinion that TMO shouldn't be allowed to do great tries now.
Screamers. Yeah, that was good.
Absolutely fantastic tries. But yeah, we're going to the last 16 of the Champions Cup. Friday, 5th of April, away to Harlequins down at the Stoop. Our guest today will have insider knowledge of Harlequins from his time down in the... Is it still the Gallagher Premiership? I think
it is.
English Premiership. But for the first time on the Squadcast, JP Dupria, how are you?
Good, eh? Doing good?
Good.
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
No, it's good to be able to... We've not kind of... Left you out in the corner because obviously you've been out since the start of the season with your knee injury.
Yeah.
So first of all, tell us how that's going.
No, it's going good. the accident actually happened so fast. Just realized a few days after that what happened. But it's going very good. It's now almost 4 months post-op, so keep on moving, keep on grinding, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fingers crossed we'll see you back sooner rather than later. But it is one of the longer-term injuries we've had on for a while, but just give us a bit of an insight into what goes on behind the scenes. Obviously, we see the team training week to week. We see the guys playing Friday or Saturday nights or whenever they are, home and away. If you're on a long-term injury, what does your program look like, for want of a better expression?
Yeah, so for injured boy, you will normally like start your day, let's say, at 8 o'clock. You'll come in and do all your monitoring and stuff and see what's your differences from the previous day to the next days. And then you'll also have time with your physios to see your range of movements and all that stuff. And then you'll go, let's say, into your gym work, depends on where you're at time-wise in your injury. And then you'll keep on working, let's say, doing what bike, doing all your rhythm works, and then, let's say, all your jumping works and all that stuff until you get at the end where you start running. Then it's your agilities and for myself where I need to start jumping in lineouts. So behind the screens, there's so much going on and there's so much time you need to put in to get what you need. So
yeah. And I know we talk about it a lot as well, but a shout out to the physio and the S&C team at this point as well, because they do a ton of work that nobody really gets a
hardest working in the squad.
Exactly. Yeah.
Physios and RTP boys.
Indeed. But we'll rework it back to the Harlequins question, because we always introduced you, and then we immediately started talking about your rehab side of things. You've been in the Premiership with Sale a couple of years before you were here. For those people that are out there that maybe don't watch English rugby as much as some of the rest of the fans will, what can we expect from the Quinn side of things?
So for myself, Quinn side, they like to play loose plays and stuff. I normally, if you see their badge, it's always the Joker.
Yeah.
And I think they do play like the Joker. They throw cards and you never expect what they're going to do. Or there's always a 50-50 chance something will fall in their hands. So for us, we just need to be awake and need to be aware of what's going on next to us. And then just go through everything that we need to get done. So,
It is a few weeks away down the line. We've obviously got a few URC games to go between now and then, starting with the Dragons on Saturday the 17th of February, Club of Origin night.
Buy your tickets.
There we go. We had to get it in there somewhere. Tickets available at glasgowwarriors.org and more details about what will be happening on Club of Origin night at Scotstoun will be coming in the near future. Before we get started with the Squadcast properly, I do need to give both of you a quick grilling on the social media sensation that is Sione Vailanu Nantes Cam. You were the two...
Yeah, well, let me explain.
The two cameramen so behind the scenes.
I was going to go in behind them like I was getting the weights or something. And then JP, the cameraman, was just going to kind of sneakily put it there and then go at the same time. And he just shot his load way too quick. And
I think I got too excited, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just should have given it maybe a split second or two.
It's possibly the least
I was so excited and my heart rate went up. Yeah. And I wanted to scream out of my lungs and it didn't work.
Plus, it seems to be like the Tongan, Samoans and Fijians, they hate a jump scare.
Yeah.
Like they scream like a girl. Like Nico especially, if you scared him, he'd scream like a wee girl. And Sione, you can get him any time, but yeah, that time just wasn't...
Work.
No.
We'll get Toko.
And he's always screaming to be on here for some reason. He just loves he loves it. But every time you put a camera in front of his face or a microphone in front of him, he forgets how to speak English. So it's a bit counterproductive, but we'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Well, stay tuned for Scarecam part 2 potentially at some point in the near future. Anyway, we'll get on with the Squadcast properly. For those of you who are new listeners to us, the Squadcast hat is on the table in front of Murphy and JP today. It is filled with a lot of questions from listeners, from myself, from anybody else who's ever submitted a question. Yep. Murphy, Molly, anybody else that's around that's ever written a question on a piece of paper, they're pretty much all on the hat this week. So we'll start, we've kind of pre-picked the first one, but we'll get this going. It's from one of our regular question setters, Rory, how are you?
Hello, Rory.
Topical one.
Yeah.
Which Glasgow Warrior would make the best gladiator in the new TV series? And what would their gladiator name be? Now, first things first, are you both aware of gladiators?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
I would, just because his physique, there's two guys that have come to mind. Rory Darge and Jackman.
Okay.
Purely because gladiators were meant to be all big, shredded and scary. Yeah. Jackman with his buzz cut's pretty scary. But then Darge's got the... But they both got the physique. The only thing I could think with Darge was his name. Is because, you know, is it Thingy in the... What's that movie? Is it something in the Dargonauts?
Jason and the Argonauts.
Argonauts, yes. We had a nickname for our team in camp and Darge was our captain, and it was Rory and the Dargonauts.
There we go.
So we've got the Dargonaut. Jack can be Jack the Man. Is that very creative?
Jack the Man.
Yeah, you kind of lost your creativity on that one.
No, yeah. We'll take it. That was pretty hard. What about you, JP? Who do you reckon?
Yeah, I also thought Jack Man. I'll give him name Zeus. Bald head, to be honest.
Bald head and shredded.
Physique.
He's
quite ripped, to be honest.
You'll enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rory's suggestion was Demo. Just for demolition.
Also, I'll make Ollie Cable one as well, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, he's got multiple nicknames already.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to give him another name.
Slippery hippopotamus.
Imagine fitting that on a graphic from a gladiator's point of view.
Yeah.
All right, we'll flip this on the other side. Who would be the one that will definitely never survive on Gladiators?
Never survive as a contestant.
Sure. Or as the Gladiator.
Currently us. We'd be terrible at the moment.
I think with my length, won't make it.
At the same time, you'd have a great reach though. If you ever need to, if it was one of the combat ones.
I'll maybe do the commentating on the side, to be honest.
Do you know what? I'd pay to hear that. Would you be commentating
we'll
on
be someone
Gladiators?
Throwing the apples there off the Colosseum or selling them.
I'm trying to think who else would be terrible. Because there's like the rings one where you got to like swing from the rings.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be a heavy boy doing that. but then the heavy one like pays when you've got to like wrestle them and stuff.
Yeah, true.
And
you can't even go like on the other side, like the smaller side, because you feel like George Horn would just be good at everything.
Yeah. No, George would be good. I wouldn't.
Exactly. There's no correlation between size and sort of...
I reckon Alex Samuel would be terrible.
Yeah, okay.
Someone's just a bit gangly. You're a wee bit different, JP, but Alex is just a bit gangly. Sorry, Alex.
JP's got the experience. He knows where he goes.
Yeah. He's got the dad strength.
Yeah. Which I think so as well.
Pays off, whereas Alex doesn't, thankfully.
On that note.
Yeah. Sorry, Al.
All right, question two.
Question two. Who Who is most likely to get a terrible tattoo or already has one? That second part was just added.
Terrible tattoo.
Chance to out somebody here.
I suppose the early question is who, like, is it objectively terrible or one that you think
this is
terrible?
A thing, like, it could mean
any bad tattoos yet.
It could mean so much to somebody, but then you're like, what is that?
What are those?
I'm trying to think of who've got any. I know Lucio's got the big shark on his arm.
He does.
Oh, yeah, I would say that one, to be honest. It looks like a tuna as well. I don't know if it's a shark or a tuna.
I think it's supposed to be a shark.
Yeah, I'll say that one, to be honest.
I remember when he came in, he couldn't pronounce the sh of shark and would be called the jark.
The jark.
So he was called the jark for a while.
Yeah,
okay.
I think you now might be called tuna after.
Yeah. Tuna. Have you got any tattoos?
Yeah.
Just do you?
When you're on the chest.
Oh, yes, of course you do.
But I still need to go and touch up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Get all the South Africans have got tattoos, don't they? Well, most of them. Nathan's got a lot.
Yeah, Nathan has a half sleeve.
He's got... Good. Has he not got South Africa on his back?
So, yeah, it's like a... No, it's actually like a... I would call it an atlas.
Atlas.
It's like you can see all the continents. Like Africa and Europe and Asia and all that places.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
And then he still has the Colosseum on the one side. So, yeah, not too bad.
Anyone else?
Anyone else?
Any staff got any tattoos?
Stu, do you have tattoos? No tattoos. Not yet. Okay.
Yeah, no, there's not many boys I can think of that's got many tattoos.
Oh, Jamie Batty's got a ton.
Oh, Batty's got a full sleeve. He's got quite a cool one, yeah.
Jamie's got a fair number that everybody's like, yeah, it's pretty decent.
Yeah, something on his back as well, eh?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like dragons, I think. Oh. Like, he's got mythical dragons, should we say? Yeah. Well, they are mythical, aren't they? There's not real dragons, are there?
No comment.
Yeah.
No, he's got some cool dragons on his back.
Yeah.
Yeah, some cool ones.
Yeah.
Cable's got some cool ones.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not really sure we've answered the question as to who's the most likely to get a terrible one, but it's a good insight into the ink habits.
Gregor Brown.
Okay, there we go. Solid.
Gregor wanted to get a paper airplane, and he had a big, deep meaning to it, and he's pretty much everyone's roasted him for it. And now he'll never get it. Well, he might get it out of smite.
No, he'll definitely get it.
Spite. I would like to know, where's it, like, the worst pain to have tattoos on your body?
Ooh.
Like, I feel... people that said on your ribs it's quite bad, or like it's on your foot.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So he's not a Glasgow warrior, but I know Liam Williams has one on his ankle bone.
Yeah.
Is that so?
Well, I don't know, but I can imagine it probably would be.
I thought it'd just be where the softest skin was.
Yeah, exactly. Or on bone, to be honest.
Or bone, yeah, you're right. How was that when you got yours done?
That was quite okay.
Quite okay.
Yeah, I remember.
Is that good or
like
bad?
2 or 3 tequilas, but otherwise, wasn't too bad.
Other was
it in one go?
Hey?
In one go?
One go? Yeah.
Nice. Good.
2-3 hours?
Not easy.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Next question.
Next question.
You'll enjoy this one. Who in the squad is most likely to become an influencer?
Murphy Walker.
And I'm never going to get him on the squad.
Don't besides forget, us.
Don't forget your roots, Murphy.
That's a good one. So I don't know, to be honest.
Oh, surely there's a few.
Hmm.
I've got names popping out in my head.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's,
I think Steiner can be quite a good one, to be honest. Yeah.
He'd be a pretty responsible. Because
he's like a mentor, so I think he'll be able to do it.
Yeah, he'd be a pretty solid shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a few. I reckon Ollie Smith's up there.
Yeah.
He's definitely
Hugh Jones.
Hugh Jones as well.
Xander tries to be. He's got a good following, though. Xander's got a good following.
But not Matt.
Not Matt, no.
Okay.
Not Matt.
In fact, you're just making sure there, JP.
Matt just puts up stuff about cats.
Cats.
Yeah. He just loves putting Instagram stories up about his cats. So.
Yeah, no, beautiful.
Nobody wants to be influenced to buy cats.
Dark Horse one on the influence, but just based on not on cats, man. Ali Miller.
Ali Miller, yeah.
Yeah.
Seen his recent ones?
The Penguin shirts from South Africa.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yeah. Very
good.
Where is that?
I think that's in Cape Town, to be honest.
I can't imagine it's
On Robben Island, Gambie.
I can't imagine it's at altitude.
I saw you was in Stellenbosch.
Oh yeah,
then Stellenbosch is lovely.
Yeah. Gambie, Camps Bay.
I think did we go to Camps Bay that time?
I think I wasn't here yet. To be honest.
What's the one with like 5 different beaches? Or like 3 different beaches on the hill. It's like on the hill and then you go down.
Is it Clifton Beach?
Clifton. 1, 2, 3, and 4 or something.
Blouwergstrand.
Right, you've lost me there.
So then Table Mountain is on your left-hand side.
I think so. I went once.
And then you go like on the street and you see Robben Island with all the shops and stuff.
Yes.
Across the...
Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's the spot to
be. Anybody that's going on holiday to South Africa, JP is your man for travel.
Exactly. Tips. That's a good place for a few beers, relaxing in the sun. But don't swim. Great whites will eat you up.
Where? In Cape Town?
Yeah, bro.
We went swimming there.
Enjoy. Shark bait.
Shark bait. We went swimming.
Legit.
I swear to you, we went swimming in that little bay bit.
Go a bit on YouTube. Then you put in Mossel Bay shark. Sharks.
I don't know
Mossel
if I
Bay
want
sharks.
To.
Or like just cage diving in Cape Town. Do you see that great whites?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
And then you'll maybe have a decision in your head if you maybe want to swim again in Cape Town.
Have you done cage diving?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, it's not too bad. See that's some fine. Big sharks. But if you're going to.
See, that's us.
Yeah, that's good.
Where's that? Can you tell? That's like, I'm pretty sure that's Clifton. So we went swimming
around.
Yeah,
that looks like Blouwergstrand, to be honest.
I haven't a clue.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
That was like way back, remember?
Yeah. It was a while back.
So shark bait, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There's your key for your influencer strategy.
You just can actually make another document for Discovery Channel.
There you go.
Just shark bait.
Exactly.
Just chuck. Who would?
Then we chuck you a bit of fins.
We've graduated floppers. From social
there you go.
Media.
I'm trying to think if I, who would be a terrible swimmer? Because as long as I can,
Sione.
I don't know. Have you seen his recent?
He's an island boy.
Yeah,
island boy.
There's a photo of him on his Instagram story yesterday of him in
Barbados.
Some snorkel
gear
in Barbados. So you'd think he'd be a decent swimmer, but he's a heavy boy. So sink or swim. No pun intended. as long as I could swim faster than somebody, I'd be sweet. But I'd do it.
Solid show. Next one. All right, crack on. I don't even know how we got there from influencers, but crack on anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's more up your street.
Okay.
Okay. Who in the squad is most likely to forget to pick up their kids from school or nursery?
First of all, have you ever done it?
No. So my boy is not in nursery yet.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
So he's still back home with mom.
Yeah.
But yeah, that will maybe happen in the next few months or years. Depends on what we decide. but that's actually a bad question to ask. Because I'll get in trouble for this.
Why? Tell us.
No, I don't have a story. But it's just bad to think about leaving your child at school.
I'm trying to think. Like what? You got Suave. You got Donkey. All the boys are kids that are potentially...
Maybe Donkey. In the sense of just having a kicking session, thinking about the weekend, what he needs to do, and then, 6 o'clock at night, what now?
Peace.
Yeah.
Peace and quiet.
Exactly.
I feel like something's missing here. Oh, yeah. Wilson. Wilson could have.
Oh, yeah. Wilson can also make the charge, to be honest.
Who else is there? Speaking of kids, I think there's going to be 10 mini warriors born this year. Is it 10?
There are a fair few.
Yeah.
And shout out to our most recent one. Is it?
Yeah, so Henko Venter. So his daughter was born on the 29th.
Ah, congratulations to Henko.
Yeah, very happy for him. Yeah. For him and his wife, Lorinda. So, yeah, very excited for them.
No.
To see the little one.
Join the club.
Exactly.
He's been a good addition this year, as Henko.
Yeah.
Just about around the club as well as on the pitch as well.
I must say he adapted very well. So yeah, now I'm happy for him.
He's fitted in pretty seamlessly.
Did you know him before he came here?
Yeah, so we played with each other back at the Cheetahs in Bloemfontein. So And then he went away, I think, to the Sharks. And then I went a few months after that to Sale. So yeah. It's weird how
all, comes back
all the roads and stuff cross each other again.
Well, you were also all under, under the boss at that point as well, weren't you?
Yeah, with him as well. And then I think he went to Italy.
Yep.
To coach the international team. And then, all joined up here.
All like we planned it.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it the same as Sintu? Was he?
Yeah, so Sintu was also.
So you, Sintu, and Henko.
Yeah, and then he went to the Bulls.
And then came here.
And then came here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too bad.
All right.
Happy family.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one.
Back into the hat.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll ask the questions. So which coach will you pair up with for a round of golf, Murphy?
Franco chats a big game.
Yeah. He's normally training his swings and stuff.
Yeah,
there
he's
at
always
the gym,
hey? He always loves to do a practice swing with nothing in his hands. Or he always talks about how he's never missed a putt in his life.
Yeah, exactly.
I could believe that.
Only birdies
and eagles.
That's the thing, I could believe that, because he's very, very calm.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like anything would rush him on a green. I could believe that.
Yeah. But then you've got, like, I know Deco isn't much of a golfer. I know Nigel, I don't think so. Merch, don't think so.
Pete?
I tell you who.
Who?
Not really. He could classify as a coach nowadays. Greg Willard.
Okay.
Very good golfer.
Beautiful.
Very good.
That's, lead analyst.
Yeah, lead analyst, Greg Willard. It pains me to say it, but very good golfer.
Okay.
I noticed you saying that just after he'd walked through here as well.
Yeah, I couldn't say it to his face. Cause, I would go Greg. Do you play golf yourself?
Yes, I do. I just
extra never, long clubs.
Yeah, I just never had the chance to get myself some new clubs and get it fitted. So, I think that will be my next chapter for the summer.
Yeah. Bro, you're in the home of golf, Scotland.
Exactly.
Get yourself
why
to
not
Sanders.
Blame?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's my own fault.
You've no idea.
I'll take the blame.
You might be in Scotland for the next 5 years, 10 years,
exactly.
Or forever.
Yeah,
but it could be shorter than that. Yeah. Get some golfing, bro.
Definitely.
Tonight's motivational messages.
Yeah. Guys, everyone golf.
Someone please send me a discount. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
JP's DMs are open for any sponsorship opportunities.
Yeah. Myself and Ben Afshar were playing in a charity golf day on Sunday for Doriad at Pollock.
Very nice.
Very good. We came 10th out of 30, I think it was. And just a shout out to Doriad. I think today's the last day.
Today or tomorrow? I'm not 100% sure exactly when it finishes. But yes, if you've been involved in Doriad over the last month, we salute you. We thank you.
Great work.
10 out of 10. Please carry on into the rest of the year and keep doing good work for the My Name's Doriad Foundation.
Yeah, I think our league, the Warriors, 47 of us have covered over 3,000 miles and raised just under £1,000 as a squad.
Nice,
so.
Nice.
Currently leading it is our assistant analyst, Aidan Fitzgerald, who's on 500 miles.
He has been doing a lot of miles on a bike, has he?
Yeah. Cheating. I'm only on something like 30-something.
I haven't spoken to Aidan yesterday, though. We've got to give a shout-out to Glasgow Warriors and Scotland's former fullback, Glenn Metcalf, who I believe is doing this all the way up from New Zealand. He's in he's in that group, yeah.
Good.
So good on you, Snowy.
Yeah. Good. It's good to see that it's continuing and getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
But also, speaking about Ben Afshar, ladies and gents, get ready. There's a hot drop coming soon.
New Music Fridays.
Genuinely. He played me some samples in the car. And oh my God. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are very, like, pretty much everyone won't love it. It's not your kind of thing.
You
either love it or hate it. You're either into that thing. But there's one or two of them that honestly are so good. I reckon one of them is going to blow up. He needs to finish it off, but yeah, stay tuned because it's going to be huge. And he's asked me to plug it, so he also says that he wants to come back on when he fully releases it to get some plugging done because it is unbelievable.
Ben, consider yourself booked.
Yeah,
done. Okay, one more.
One more.
One more.
Which teammate would you back to make it into Hollywood?
Nah, there we go. Right. Pitch as a film very quickly since we're into Oscar season.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the lead actor? Who's the leading man?
Who do you reckon?
I'm not sure. I do not know.
If you went for like a...
It's an action.
Go for like a duo movie.
Okay.
So like a... Top, I was going to say Top Gun, that's not really duo. Sort of.
But something like a Taken or something.
Yeah, all action.
Yeah.
I would like to say Shaggy, just off the top of my head. Yeah. But I'd also... Oh, I feel like...
I will Sheba. Give it to Ali Miller.
Ali Miller. Mate, it looks like Wolverine.
Cards. Exactly.
Just put him as Hugh Jackman's stunt double. You'd be sweet.
Exactly.
Here for it.
He's got the exact same hair. He can do the mutton chops and give him the wee claws and he's off. Yeah,
exactly.
But Sheba, I'd love to see Sheba.
Oh, yeah, that can also be good.
Could be a spy, I reckon.
Yeah.
Who'd be a villain? Who'd be the villain?
Villain was...
You can put staff in there as well if you want.
I'll put Lucio in it.
Lucio as a
just
villain?
Just in the sense of his language and his accent.
The jark.
I think he can be dark.
Oh, the tuna. The
dark side,
The tuna.
He's got a stick now, isn't
it? Yeah. That's a good shout.
Tuna shot.
Like Dr. Evil when he's stroking his cat and just have Lucio. who'd wee man be for Lucio? Seba.
Oh, there we go. So we've just recast Austin Powers.
Yeah, there you go. Done.
Okay,
done. Lucio and Seba.
On that note.
Dr. Evil.
I'm not even sure I want to
know.
Who's
a big guy? Fat, you know.
Yeah, we can't say that for legal reasons.
Xander.
This is going to snowball out of control, isn't it? If you want to see the remake of Austin Powers by Glasgow Warriors, please go to our YouTube and we will maybe think about it at some point when copyright doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we will draw a close to this episode of the Squadcast. JP, thank you for coming on. No, thank you for sticking around.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I hope the rehab goes well and we'll see you back on the pitch at some point in the near future with any luck.
Thank you.
Murphy, likewise.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully we'll see you back on slightly sooner than JP, but we'll see you when we see you and we'll see you next week, I imagine.
Yes, you will. You will.
And in the meantime, if you haven't got your tickets yet for the Game Against the Dragons on
buy
the
17th
of February, do what Murphy
tickets.
Get those tickets. And we will see you for Club of Origin night here at Scotstoun. 7:35 kickoff Saturday, 17th February in the BKT United Rugby Championship. In the meantime, he's been JP Dupree, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.